Bradford teen Jacqueline Bowdery recently took home the crown and title in the Miss Teenager Canada National Pageant, beating out 39 other provincial candidates. Bowdery won the title in the Miss Teenager Ontario 2021 pageant this past July, sending her through to compete at the national level for Miss Teen Canada last month. The preliminaries ran at the end of August at Horseshoe Valley Resort in Barrie. "It was a really safe and comfortable experience," says Bowdery, who shares the contestants all had to provide negative COVID tests before arriving to the hotel. Bowdery shares the contestants spent time getting to know one another through team-building activities throughout the week, including treetop trekking, swimming, karaoke, and a pajama party complete with a bonfire and roasted marshmallows. "It was really fun doing it with all the other girls. We just bonded and made so many memories together," she said of her experience. The girls also participated in a video and photo shoot, with their hair and makeup done. "I've done photo shoots in the past, but this time we got to use a fan and I felt very supermodel. It was really fun," she exclaimed. On the Friday of competition week, the judges held the first round of preliminaries and scored the girls on their evening gowns and active wear, and asked each contestant a series of four questions in relation to their platform. Bowdery chose the same platform from when she won Miss Teen Ontario, Suicide Awareness in Youth. "I felt very overwhelmed and personally I'm not the best at public speaking, but I just tried to bring myself up and just let it go but strive to do the best that I can," she admitted. To Bowdery's surprise, she was one of 19 contestants chosen to move on to the final round of the competition. The next day, the girls prepared for a new part of the pageant that was not included during the provincial competition, Talent Night. Judges watched as contestants showed off their skills in singing, piano playing, and ballet. Having a background in dance, Bowdery performed a lyrical piece for the judges. "I love performing and dancing in front of everyone," she said. "Lyrical is very emotional and tells a story through dance. You can express your emotions especially through lyrical movement." On the final night of the pageant, the girls relocated to the Orangeville Fairgrounds where the top 21 contestants, there was a tie, competed. The judges narrowed down the top 21 down to the top 10, and then the top 5. Each girl was asked a question with only 1 minute to respond on stage. "I didn't expect to make top 5, so when my name was called, I realized I had to answer a question on stage. It was a shock, and I thought, oh no," recalled Bowdery. The judges asked Bowdery what her best and worst qualities are. "Growing up, people made fun of me and said I was too loud and talked too much," she said. "But I turned it into something positive. I'm able to express myself and be outgoing and by myself around other people. I got off stage and thought whatever happens, happens, and I am happy with my performances and did the best that I could. I was fine with how I did and proud of myself for how far I had come." Bowdery said she did not expect to win, so when she heard her name called as the winner of Miss Teenager Canada 2021, she began to cry. "I stood on that stage and thought whatever I get, my family and friends will be proud of me. Making top 5 was a big accomplishment and this was my first national pageant," she said. "When my name was called, I dropped to the floor and started bawling my eyes out. I was super overwhelmed and did not expect to win at all. It was such a surreal feeling, I was so happy." Bowdery was crowned with a Miss Teen Canada tiara bedazzled in real Swarovski crystals, and was showered with many sponsored gifts and prizes including a Michael Kors bags and jewelry, clothing from Zara, winter jackets, makeup and hair accessories. She also received an apparel and swag with Miss Teen Canada 2021 embroidery. "It felt like Christmas," she said. Bowdery also received a brand new set of Samsonite luggage which she says will come in handy when she competes in the international pageant next year. "It's not known where we are going yet, but I am looking forward to representing Canada again," she said. She is grateful for the opportunities she has experienced with the pageants. "It's a great experience altogether. You make lifelong friendships with so many girls all over the nation, but it's a way to get out of your comfort zone and express yourself and try something new. You can do anything you set your mind to and speak on issues you are passionate about."